time for a break from the mundane with me, your harbinger of joy, Jamie Roddy. It's bite-sized nuggets of new perspectives on age-old wisdom that can help you take control of your mood and your entire day. It's your mood. Hack it. This is Mood Hacks. Hi, everybody. Time for a break from the mundane with me, your harbinger of joy, Jamie Roddy. It's bite-sized nuggets of new perspectives on age-old wisdom that can help you take control of your mood and your entire day. It's your mood. Hack it. This is Mood Hacks. Welcome back to Mood Hacks. I've got a doozy for you today. If you would like to implement this into your life, you will upgrade your life substantially for the rest of your life. But it's going to take a little bit of training. So what I'm going to do is challenge us all for 7 days to take the no complaints challenge. Okay. For 7 days, we're going to start one day at a time the way we do, right? For 7 days, we're going to see how many fewer and fewer and fewer complaints we can mix in to our everyday conversations. It will figuratively blow your freaking mind how much you use tiny little complaints that seem insignificant. But once you start counting them up, you'll see how multitudinous they are. It's cuckoo bananas how we use complaining as a way of connecting with other people, right? So we'll say, oh, it's so cold out here, so that somebody else can say it's so cold too. And we use that as a point of connecting, but there's so many more positive and wonderful ways that we can connect with other humans other than complaining. And sometimes when we're complaining, we're actually shutting ourselves off from other people. We're lowering the vibration in a shared space, in a room. And that's not our goal here. Our goal is to be harbingers of joy, right? If you're listening to this, it's because you want to be in a good mood and you want other people to be in a good mood because you enjoy joy, right? What a concept. But you can't enjoy joy as much if you are finding the things that are wrong and complaining about them. Let me give you some super innocuous examples that we are all guilty of, right? So you get your food at a restaurant and maybe you've really been looking forward to it. And I don't know, say your steak is prepared wrong. It's got a gross sauce. The appetizer was definitely a letdown, but there's this side of broccoli or a bread basket that's absolutely glorious, right? Focus on those. This is the challenge. We're not going to comment on our steak being not to our liking or the sauce being not what we were hoping for. Okay. And how we're going to gently remind ourselves, and I'm going to do this with you too, of course. We are in this together, friends. We are a joy posse, all right? How we're going to do this, we're going to wear a rubber band around our wrist, and we're going to gently snap it whenever we catch ourselves in any tiny little complaint. Another thing you can do is wear a specific ring or bracelet that you are intentionally wearing for the purpose of this challenge. It's something you do not wear every day, okay? And if you catch yourself in a complaint over something small, big, doesn't matter. You catch yourself complaining about anything, spin that ring or spin that bracelet around 3 times, right? And consciously say, no, there's a better way to be. There's a better way to live. There's a more joyful way to live. Another thing that works too that I've employed is just take like a few strands of hair and give your hair just like 3 tugs if you catch yourself complaining, right? So if you go outside and the weather is garbage, instead of saying, ew, it's cold outside, you say, oh, thank goodness I have this cozy coat. Thank goodness I have this nice scarf, right? If you go into the post office or DMV, heaven forbid, or any place with a long line, just instead of, oh my God, the line is so long here and you're texting your friend this complaint, stop, delete that message and tug your hair, be like, I almost complained, but I didn't, right? It's even catching yourself almost complaining. And when you combine these physiological tasks and little pain points, just barely, with what you're trying to do psychologically, it really helps rewire your synapses so that complaining is not your go-to. I'll tell you a story. I was in another country one time, and I've always been a big proponent of not complaining. Once I learned how much we complain on the daily, it really did blow my mind. But I was in this other country, and this gentleman said, he worked at this place we were staying at, and he said, oh, I didn't think you were American. And me and my friend said, why? He goes, oh, Americans, man, they complain the most of any country. This is a place where there were some Americans, but it was mostly Europeans and Latin Americans. Like, it was very international. It was definitely not mostly Americans. He goes, out of all the countries, Americans definitely complain the worst. Oh, it's too hot, or the food's not good. And my friend and I were like so embarrassed for ourselves, but also became self-aware. He wasn't saying it to us, you know, which was nice. But still, like, is that a thing with our country, you guys? I think we're better than that. I think we can do better than that. And I think we can rise ourselves up to take the onus on, you know, leading the joy movement. Fists in the air. So, like, here's something. You get a parking ticket, right? It happens to all of us. Is there anything to be joyful about? No, I'm not going to tell you to Pollyanna about it. But what I will challenge you to do is to take your parking ticket, pay your parking ticket, and tell no one. So I want to challenge you and myself to be those, the latter people, the latter types, right? So will you join me on this no complaints 7 days challenge? So you're going to see if you're doing the physiological tasks that I suggested, pulling your hair a little bit, snapping a little rubber band, you're going to see, you're going to be very surprised by how much you do at day one. And you're going to be very pleasantly surprised by day 4, day 5, day 6. On day 7, you are really going to be proud of yourself with how much work you're doing around this and how much fewer complaints that you are voicing. All right. So this is a really fun one, and it's going to be really eye-opening. I hope you join me on this. And if you do, join the community, sound off, and let's start a dialogue about it, because this is life-changing. I think you guys are going to be super grateful that you started doing this and that you became self-aware around this. So I'm really excited for you. I'm going to do it with you too. So let's get started, right? No complaints week, day 1. Let's go. All right. It's your girl, Jamie Roddy. Ciao for now.
We want to hear what you think. Join the community and the conversation on Instagram and Facebook at The Mood Hacks. For more Mood Hacks goodness, make sure to like and subscribe, please. S'il vous plaît and por favor. To find all these links in one place, and if you're so inclined to pick up our jaunty little coffee table book, visit our website, themoodhacks.com. And if you have a friend who could use a mood hack, share this episode with them. Being thoughtful is so cool. We want to hear what you think. Join the community and the conversation on Instagram and Facebook at The Mood Hacks. For more Mood Hacks goodness, make sure to like and subscribe, please. S'il vous plaît and por favor. To find all these links in one place, and if you're so inclined to pick up our jaunty little coffee table book, visit our website, themoodhacks.com. And if you have a friend who could use a mood hack, share this episode with them. Being thoughtful is so cool.